2024 July Semi-Annual Training. Week 11. Day 6. Morning Nourishment. John 17:21. That they all may be one, even as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, that the world may believe that you have sent me. 23. I in them, and you in me, that they may be perfected into one, that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. All the believers should be in this divine and mystical realm of the consummated Spirit to be mingled with the triune God for the keeping of oneness. All the believers should abide in the Son that the Son may abide in them that they may bear much fruit for the glorification, expression, of the Father. All the believers should be one, even as the Father is in the Son and the Son in the Father, that they also may be in both the Father and the Son. The Son is in the believers and the Father is in the Son, that the believers may be perfected into one. Our oneness must be the same as the oneness among the three of the triune God. Actually, the believers' oneness is the oneness of the triune God. It is in the triune God that we can be perfected to be one. The real oneness, therefore, is in the triune God. Today's reading. In John 14-16 the Lord Jesus presented a message to his disciples, and then in John 17 he prayed to the Father. In his concluding prayer he indicated that our oneness should be in the triune God, with the pneumatic Christ and the consummated Spirit. This oneness, which is the genuine oneness, is the mingling of the believers with the triune God. To have such a oneness the believers must be in the triune God as a divine and mystical realm. Here the Father is in the Son is in the believers, and the believers are in the Son, who is in the Father. This means that the believers are one with the triune God in the divine and mystical realm of the pneumatic Christ and the consummated Spirit. God in His divine Trinity is an incorporation. The three of the divine Trinity are incorporated by coinhering mutually. Concerning this, the Lord Jesus said, "Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The Son is in the Father. We are in the Son is in us, and we are indwelt by the Spirit of reality." This is the incorporation of the processed God with the regenerated believers. The Father's house is a divine and human incorporation of the processed and consummated God constituted with His redeemed, regenerated, and transformed elect. The Father's house is not only a constitution, it is an incorporation. In this building, Christ is making His home in the hearts of the believers strengthened into their inner man by the Father according to the riches of His glory with power through His Spirit unto the fullness, the expression, of the consummated triune God. The purpose of the Father's house is first for the invisible and mysterious triune God to have a visible and solid manifestation, the Church, among men on the earth. Second, the purpose of the Father's house is for the satisfaction and rest of the processed and consummated triune God. The purpose of the Father's house is also for the eternal and purposeful triune God to carry out His eternal economy to consummate the New Jerusalem as His eternal goal for His eternal expansion and expression. The house of God, which is God's dwelling place, eventually will be the New Jerusalem, God's eternal goal for His eternal expansion and expression. This is the end of today's morning revival.